the Republican Party is saying that you have no record, and they're saying the same thing about Ed Fitzgerald. You have not held a political office before, so how does your experience qualify you for lieutenant governor?
I think that the folks that look at this and say they don't have any experience in government, I don't think that's how the average Ohioan looks at it. Ed Fitzgerald's a former prosecuting attorney. He's an FBI agent. He's been the mayor of a large city in Cuyahoga County. By all measures, he's been excellent at his job. So he has run things, and he has an impeccable record. And as far as my experience, I think that when you're looking at the kinds of things that are facing Ohio now, that folks look at this and say, you know, we don't want just another politician in here. And I think they are going to relate to somebody who lived a middle-class life, who is an example of what the American dream can be when you grow up in Dayton, Ohio. And somebody said to me, Sharon, did you ever think that a Dayton policeman's daughter was going to be asked to run for lieutenant governor? I mean, the kind of life I've led is the kind of life that everybody wants for their kids. I get it. And I think that's going to translate well into really being an advocate for the middle class.
In a similar vein, the Republican Party is also saying that you don't lend any name recognition to the ticket. And indeed, there has been polling that suggested that a lot of Ohio voters don't know enough about Ed Fitzgerald. So I wonder, how big of a problem do you see this as being for the campaign?
I don't think it's a problem at all for the campaign. I think it's an opportunity for the campaign. When we get out and people see Ed and hear his story and hear my story, I think it's going to resonate really well. The last Quinnipiac poll put Ed Fitzgerald within 7 of John Kasich. So it shows you that the voters in the state are ready to look. They are tired of what's been going on. Voters are going to have to decide who they trust to protect Ohio's middle class. And I think once they think about it and look at the messages that the Democratic Party is saying about what we want to do versus the Republican, that they're going to vote for the Democrats.
Ed Fitzgerald picked Eric Kearney as his first pick as a running mate, and he since dropped out of the race after it was discovered he had tax problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have confidence in the organization of Fitzgerald's campaign?
Oh, absolutely. I have gotten to work with them over the last 4 weeks. I have found them to be very thorough, and so I'm not at all concerned about that.
Governor Kasich has demonstrated several times that he's willing to work across the aisle, expanding Medicaid, for example, and his desire to tax oil and gas drillers. Can you give me an example about how you and Ed Fitzgerald would be willing to challenge the Democratic Party in a way that demonstrates your ability to do bipartisan work?
First of all, Emily, I think that your premise that Governor Kasich has demonstrated his ability to work across party lines is just not right, because we're looking at a situation where you have a heavily controlled Republican-led administration that can pass anything they want and get it to the governor whenever the governor needs it. So I don't see him working across the aisles, and I don't see Medicaid expansion as something where he worked across the aisles. To me, the fact that John Kasich eventually supported Medicaid expansion is like saying that because somebody paid their taxes, they like the IRS. He did it because he had to, because he needed those billions of dollars. I don't think he was happy about it. Now, I will say for me, one of the nice things about my background is, we represent businesses. We don't, the work that I have done in the past, we don't segregate people by whether they're Republicans or Democrats. We work with them to do the right thing. And so I think I have a long, long history of working with people without regard to political affiliation to do what's right.
That was Sharon Newhart, an attorney who lives in Yellow Springs. She's been selected as the running mate to Ed Fitzgerald, the Democratic challenger to Governor John Kasich in the November election. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.